It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. The Monday Golf Lifestyle Show is on. I'm Ray Adams with you all. Our Dr. Bob Denny is joining us, the PGA of America's historian emeritus. Greg is off today. It looks like he's busy teaching, and we're going to handle this by ourselves, along with you, our most valuable asset, you, our listeners. Thank you so much for joining today on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. As you know, it goes straight over to the Golf News Net. The Golf News Network, and it stays there for a day or two. From there, it goes out to all the big audio platforms. Television is the same way. We've got new episodes coming your way. I think you're going to be both surprised and you're going to be very, very, very happy with some new television shows coming your way, and then all these radio shows. Well, we've got the Players going on this week. We're going to wrap up the Arnold Palmer, several things to talk about with that one. And well, you know, there's just a lot of golf going on right now as we come into championship season when we start with the Masters. I want to get with Bob right now. Let's get you going, Bob. This segment is brought to you by Tour Edge Golf, touredge.com. Make sure you get to touredge.com, everybody, and get the Exotics or the Hot Launch new golf balls. That's right. Tour Edge went into the golf ball business also. And those exotic balls are unbelievable. The hot launches are fine as well. They're going to help your game. You're going to score better, have more fun. I love the spin rate. I love the feel off the putter. I've been putting lights out with those exotic Tour Edge golf balls here since I've been testing them out. So get to touredge.com and you're going to find out more about that. I want to thank Squares Golf at squares.com for being a sponsor, as well as Certifresh Cigar at certifreshcigar.com. Thanks for sponsoring this segment, all three of you. And there's a whole lot more to come a little bit later in the show. I have a wonderful segment for you in the second part of the show. We'll get to that later. Now, Dr. Bob. Oh, I was just sick to see Daniel Berger blow it. And when I say blow it, I mean, he held on all week. He played such great golf. He'd been out of the game. Go ahead and get us up to speed on that. And then he slips back to a playoff, and then he loses the playoff to Bhatia, who, by the way, deserved the win. He did what he needed to do off the playoff tee and put a nice shot in, and did what he had to do, and Berger couldn't handle it the second time around on 18. Go ahead.
Yes, and simply trying to finish up his third round, Mr. Berger, on Sunday morning, I think it was. Saturday morning? I'm thinking of. He's finished up his third round on Sunday morning. He can't get the ball in the fairway on 18. And then he plays the final 18, can't get the ball in the fairway on 18, even in the playoff. You have to get the ball in the fairway to have a chance on that golf hole. If anybody's walked that golf course, you understand what you're facing with that sharp angle and a pin cut right over the water at the edge. We remember way back when Tiger used to win all those tournaments, he made sure he found a way, some way to the green. So he had
I don't know. He hooked it left and then he had a problem. And he couldn't get the putt in. And I don't know these guys. I've always wondered, when it's really on the line, why do they go with the driver? Why not hit a fabulous three wood straight as an arrow and know that you know you're going on the green in two?
And he hits a smother zinger type of driver. When he hits it's a low trajectory, very low trajectory is what Berger's hitting. Meanwhile, is Akshay hits a arching mammoth big time fades up there, and he can do any time with the ball. And he hit the shot of the year so far, which was almost an albatross on number 15. It almost dunked it for a deuce.
Well, congratulations to Akshay. He deserved the win. My heart went out to Daniel Berger. He had a very, very elegant post-round statement, though, if you read that. He said he learned a lot. He felt good about it. You know, he'd been out of the game. You know, things happen. That's golf, blah, blah, blah. So I think he's a gentleman of the game, and I'm going to be very anxious to see how he does this week. And I think Daniel Berger is a major championship winner. I really do. I believe he can win the PGA or whatever. I think he's that good of a player. And let's find out how he does this year. All right, very good. Let's keep going here. I don't know. They're asking me for a nugget already. My gosh, people, give us a break. We're just starting to breathe over here, but we'll get you a nugget. What happened in the other PGA Tour event? Yes, there was an alternative event.
And Puerto Rico Open, Ricky Castillo, who was one among the top leaders in the Cognizant Classic, travels over to Puerto Rico and wins the championship. And he's qualifying, and he's did a real nice job. And like I said in this program, the people we were watching at Cognizant, who are not the names, may be the names of the future.
And but they still won't let him play in the Masters, will
He didn't earn enough at that point. No.
they? Yeah.
No.
I mean, I've always said if you win a PGA Tour event, you should play in the Masters, but I guess they feel that he didn't win against a strong enough field, so therefore, no invitation to the Masters for you who win alternative events over the many years we've been talking about it. Okay. Now. What about Justin Thomas finishing dead last and having some comments about the course?
Yes, I saw those comments, and he said the greens were going to be dead by the time Sunday rolled around, and he just, kept going on about it. And to me, it was like he was trying to test himself to see where he stood physically for 2 days out there. But that golf course did not lose its what do you call it, the grass, whatever, the luster of the grass. It was very tight, but people were finding out that the golf course played a little tougher because of that.
But the greens were not dead yesterday.
They were not dead. No.
So JT is coming back. He's getting back into the game. He's getting his game back. Okay, so he had a bad tournament, finished dead last, and he had some comments. Okay, that's fine, JT. We still love you, buddy. We want you to do well. We want you to come back. We want you to contend. We want you to win. Here's his record in the players, though, and it's stellar. For the players, for Justin Thomas, his career record in the Players' Championship, he has started 10 times. He has two top fives, two top tens. He's made 9 out of the 10 cuts, and his scoring average is 70.9, and he won the Players in 2021. So he knows how to play this golf course. He knows what to do. And he knows how it has to be done. My question, Bob, is does he have the game yet? Does he have his game back at all? Really?
Judging by what I just watched on television,
No.
no. And this is you coming right back after surgery, back surgery, a period of time. And no, he's not ready yet, I don't think. And it'd be a shock if he was.
Well, it'd be a miracle win. It really would be a miracle win. One for the ages, let's put it that way. Talk about comebacks. That would certainly be one. And then what about Rory? The bad back.
Spasms are a different animal. Spasms could come out any time. And I think Dr. Lanny, if he was on this program, would almost give me a pass on that, being a layman, but they can come at any time for any one of us.
Well, and Smotherman had him and had to drop out too.
So it's that's the elephant in the room, so to speak, about a golfer and their ability to contend. is what kind of health are they in?
Well, and with us with spasms, I guess they can do things from physical therapy to, I don't know if they're allowed to have injections or anything. I don't know about that, but out on the PGA Tour, but yeah, it can befall you at any time. You're exactly right. We are going to work on getting Dr. Lanny on the show and give us a little bit more information on what a back spasm is versus another type of an injury. I must say that I'm a man of a certain age. I've never had a back spasm. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know what it is, but I know that it is debilitating. Smotherman said when he was warming up that morning for his next round that he felt like he had the back in control, that it was responding and that he was okay. But during the round, he was out. He couldn't continue. So I don't know what a back spasm is, other than it's some sort of a muscle event where the muscle is jerking or and it causes tremendous pain and you can't move correctly through the ball. As I said, I've never had one, so I don't know. We're going to try to get the expert of all experts on with Dr. Lanny, and we'll have him on this Saturday morning, Great American Golf. If we are able to catch up to him, we will do that. Hey, what happened out there with the Champions Tour? Something big, right?
Guy by the name of Zach Johnson, two-time major champion, making his debut in age 50, wins his debut at the James Hardie Invitational in Boca Raton, and he fires a 69 on the final day, 66, 69 last 2 days, wins it, and all credit to him. And he's deep in my heart because he's from Iowa, and I know he suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune in Rome as a captain, but
Yes, he
he is
did.
he did win a two majors, and this is his first one as
Well,
on a senior. So,
Zach Johnson has long been one of my favorite players out there. He's a man of a very strong faith. He was a great player out on the tour. He did win two majors, and he's an Iowa guy, Midwestern guy, and I have nothing but the highest regard for Zach Johnson. Yes, he got creamed in Rome a few months ago, last fall, but or excuse me, a couple years ago, I should say, but it is what it is, and there's nothing that can be taken back from his efforts. A lot of great players and a lot of great people have been beaten by Europe at the Ryder Cup. You want to name a few for us, Bob? What about Tom Watson?
Tom
What about
Lehman.
Tom Lehman, my buddy? Zach Johnson. What about let's
How
see.
about Jack Nicklaus?
Ooh, there's a nugget. Fill us in.
Jack Nicklaus lost at his home course in Muirfield in the Ryder Cup, hosting it after 4 years after he was winning in Florida at Palm Beach Gardens.
Well, that's where you live.
He lost in Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio.
Well, I
His
understand that. You're telling us that, and I'm learning from you right now because I didn't remember that. What year was that, do you know?
1987.
Wow. Well, so the great ones, even the greatest ones. And then what about D Love 3?
D Love 3. Raymond Floyd lost.
We go on and on and on.
Lee Trevino.
Lee Trevino. There you go.
Walter Hagen lost one twice.
Well, he won 60 or 70 times. I'm teasing. He won what, six?
He won four, lost two.
He won four and lost two. Okay, fine. He was captain 6 times. All right. See, this is, folks, why we have the greatest golf historian in America on the show with me, because he can correct me. Things come up, my memory doesn't serve me. The fog of time, Bob. I do know these things, but then I forget them. And some of them I don't know at all. I try to do most of the homework that I possibly can do. But that's why Bob is here, because he fills in all the big gaps. Bob,
little more about Zach. He was the 22nd player in history to win in his senior tour debut. It includes Jack Nicklaus and many others. And he was finished 11 under 205, and he won by 4 shots over a guy who keeps rising up the leaderboard all the time, Stewart Cink
Yeah.
and George McNeil.
Well, George McNeil is one of these players that it seemed like for years and years in a row, they had what was called the fall finish. And then it went into the fall, what did they call it?
Series.
The wraparound series or whatever they call it. George McNeil was always a guy that was on those leaderboards during those years. And that's how I know about George McNeil. Well, now that he's on the Champions Tour, I fully expect him to win. He's an excellent player and was always contending there in a number of PGA Tour events over the years. So, where do they head from here, Bob?
Well, they go to the Colligard Classic, I believe, is the next one, and I get my
Well, they
schedule
do.
front here.
They go to the Colligard Classic at La Paloma Country Club, which is in Tucson, and that's coming up in another week,
The 20th, yeah.
as well as Jack Nicklaus designed that golf course. And it's not easy. It's a tough course. I have played it on numerous occasions. I've stayed at the La Paloma Country Club in the resort down there. It is a beautiful facility. The golf course is gorgeous. So anyway, from there they go to Newport Beach and on back to Florida at the Mitsubishi Electric. We'll continue to follow the Champions Tour. So many great things happening on the Champions Tour this year. Love to follow it, love to watch it. And then, of course, we're heading this week. All week we have the Players Championship. This is going to be a big week. It's going to be a big deal. And then next week they head over to the Valspar and then the Houston Open. And then they head over to a little tournament called the Masters. So we've got about 3 weeks to go or so, and 4 weeks, and we're going to get all of that in. What's going on with the ladies?
They finished up in China yesterday,
Yeah.
and it was a woman from Korea. I can't think of her name. Mi Hui. I'm not pronouncing it right. Mi Hyun Wee was the winner. And I'm just trying to get my thing in front of me here,
Well,
right?
they were in China at the Blue Bay at the Blue Bay Golf Course, Blue Bay Classic and Golf Course, and
Mi Hyang Lee, Hyang Lee. She won the championship.
well, congratulations to her. And now they
Yeah.
all come back to America, and we're going to head over to the Founders Cup
Yes.
in Menlo Park, California. Beautiful place over there. And then the following week, at the end of March, we're going to be right here at the Ford Championship at Wild Horse Pass, right
Right.
here in
Yeah.
Phoenix, Arizona, at the Ford Championship. And we've got some great golf going on. I'll be at Media Day here in a couple of days, and we're going to have loads and loads of fun interviewing all the ladies right here in Phoenix, Arizona, courtesy of Wild Horse Pass at the Ford Championship. Lots going on, lots of great stuff. Can't wait for all of that. So there's a schedule for everybody, and we're just loving it. Now, let's get back to the players. And well, we talked about JT. We've talked about, Rory and his bad back and how they might be very iffy. Would you be shocked to find out that Daniel Berger wins it?
This week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because.
I'm not so positive that his game is right in tune with that golf course, to be honest with you right now. And I say that because I'm looking at the way that golf course is set up for the type of shots that are coming in there. And he's got this smother type, I don't know what you call it. It's a very low trajectory, but it
Daniel Berger has a Smotherman golf shot.
I don't know. I don't know what they call it, but it was on television. They had a
He
different name
hoods the
for it.
club. He hoods the club.
Yeah, he hits like a three quarter, and he hits almost like a stinger that
Yeah.
goes up higher. Now, I give him credit for that, but you have to be considering all the angles in that golf course that Pete Dye has laid out for you,
Yeah.
they are just wicked sometimes, and who knows what can come up. But it's never so much the weather as it is just the golf course itself, the angles of it. And you have to be really careful on that. But I would say one person I also don't think is really ready right now is Scottie Scheffler.
Well, see, they're now touting, will this be a showdown between Rory and Scotty? And the thing is, Rory has a bad back. Let's find out if they've cured it. And you know, Scheffler's game has been iffy for weeks and weeks. I mean, he can shoot a low score, but he's not doing it 4 rounds. And so he's teasing us. He's teasing us. But listen, I'm never counting out Scheffler to win the players. Absolutely no way.
No, I mean,
Because it would be just like him to come roaring back and beat everybody and win the players.
but you're not going to do it starting with a 70 on the front first nine, though.
Probably no.
No. So
So.
there's a lot of people in the mix, Ray, for this golf tournament. It always has been. It last year was JJ Spahn. He gave Rory everything he wanted.
Right. So who do you like?
To be honest with you, I like someone who's probably not American. I think there's some really good players there. And my friend Ludvig Åberg, he's got the type of trajectory built for that golf course.
And
That
he
mean that
just did
means
have a good
straight,
tournament. He did have a
straight.
good Palmer.
Yeah.
He
Yes.
played well.
Yeah. He's a guy I'd like to watch pretty closely.
Good. And my buddy Sepp Straka, my heart went out to him because he had a terrible final round. He was right there, and then he didn't play very well yesterday. So we'll see how Sepp does. I think Sepp could win the players. I do. He's got the game.
He sure does. He sure
He hits
does.
it high. He hits it far. He can
Right.
putt. He's got nerves. He's calm. He's a collected player. He doesn't really show a lot of emotion here and there. I think Sepp Straka is one to look at very carefully. And I think also, I'm going to still look. I want to see the first round or two from Berger. I guess I'm just pulling for him, really pulling for him to win. And, but we'll see. And look, what about Bhatia? My gosh, Akshay just had a great tournament, wins the Palmer. Why couldn't he come back and win the players? Why not? I think he's got the game.
He does have the game. There's no question. He made the shots when he had to on Sunday in Orlando. There's no question.
All right. Well, very good. Bob, I'm going to give you the last word right now. We have a great segment coming up
Okay.
from one of our guests and one of our
I have a
sponsors,
nugget. I
actually.
have a nugget for
I was going to say we have time for a nugget and
you.
a couple comments. We do have about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
When I was in my years at working at the Cedar Rapids Gazette in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I came across an athlete or two that I thought were pretty special. And I didn't realize how special they were until the years went on and I left Cedar Rapids and moved to the Palm Beach Gardens of being the PGA of America and work for them. Well, it just happened that they came from the same high school, Cedar Rapids Regis High School, a Catholic high school that doesn't exist anymore. And one of them, the graduates, went on to become a Super Bowl MVP and win a Super Bowl, had a movie in his name by the name of Kurt Warner. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And
Wow.
the other gentleman who from the same high school wins two major golf championships by the name of Zach Johnson.
Wow. What a nugget. Isn't that great? Yeah, Kurt Warner is a legend here in Phoenix for playing with the Cardinals. And what a stand-up guy Kurt Warner has been, and that was an excellent movie. Fantastic. What a great nugget. All right. Well, congratulations to all the winners over the weekend. Great to wrap it all up. We miss Craig Renshaw, but he'll be back with us Saturday morning. We're looking for some great guests and lots more going on during the players. We'll be right in the middle of all the mix coming up this Saturday on Great American Ball Golf. Bob, final word.
I think people enjoy watching, at least the players will see what can and can't go wrong on a golf course. It can be frightening, it can be a nightmare, and it can also be very, very special. But it was constructed by a guy that said, if you can put a golf course on Mount Everest, there's golfers that want to play it. His name was Pete Dye.
Pete Diabolical.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely, one of the great, great golf designers in all of history, and his wife Alice was
Correct.
involved in all of it, Bob. You should comment on that.
Yes, and it was the greatest husband-wife team in architectural history in golf. And she was responsible for the details that went into the what would you call the island green? It's not really an island, but it's the peninsula green that is so special on every tournament.
Well, we watch the players mainly because we want to watch 17, where the wind swirls, and we want to see those guys if they can hit it in the water. It can be a 7 iron, it can be a wedge, and it all depends on that wind, and it swirls in that area right there around that island peninsula green. And we have seen the ball go in the water so many times. I fully expect to see a whole lot more balls go in the water this week. And it's all going to be dependent on the wind, isn't it? It really
Yeah,
will.
that's right.
Okay, Dr. Bob Denny, there he is. And we're going to be back in just a moment. We have some very important messages for you, and then a very special segment after that. And we'll be back. Stay with me and have a listen to these various sponsors that help the show not only happen for you, but also will help you with your game. Be right back in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for a great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
All right, greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I am excited because I can tell you, after everything going on and all the work I've been doing, and I know you're back to work, back to school, everything post holidays, so many things happening. My recent travel was in Orlando, Florida for the PGA Golf Show. Most of you know that by now. I've been talking about it and mentioning some of the great products, but I am in true, not business travel. I'm in vacay mode travel. And folks, while I'm doing this interview with Sarah and Alden Holowinski, who are our travel segment sponsors from Vacay Mode Travels, I got to tell you to get to the website, and you want to go to govacaymodetravels.com. And I'm there too. They have a wonderful website with so many interactions and easy to navigate, telling you everything about them. They are award-winning travel experts. And when I say that, they're going to save you money, they're going to save you time, and you're going to have a ton of fun with them. So let's all get into the vacay mode travel.com. mood right now with Sarah and Alden Holowinski. Welcome. How are you two wonderful people doing down there in Mexico, correct?
We are doing great, Ray. How about you?
All is well. Hope everyone's off to a great start to 2026.
Yes, I think everybody is. I've heard so many good things from so many people. And, you know, let me kick this off by saying also, I heard a report, and I want to say it might have been Good Morning America, but I could be wrong. My memory, you know, sometimes gets a little foggy after so many things. But within about a week or so ago, I heard a report that people are very carefully, you know, spending their money. You know, the economy is still where folks are looking at food, they're looking at gas, they're looking at, well, everything. Stock market's going crazy, though, out there, which is good for so many people. But one thing people are spending money on, and they're taking time to save the money, and they're taking time to go on vacations. Folks are in a travel mode, and I'm certainly in one too. Have you found that out recently over the last year or so, that even though the economy might have been tight for folks, they still want to travel?
Big time, they do. It's been very resilient field for people. People are still making it a point to travel, even in, they might be altering maybe the duration of their stay, but they're still getting out. Our true blue travelers are still getting out multiple times a year. They're just adjusting the way they're traveling. But, you know, we specialize in Mexico primarily, but we do travel all over the world. And we're seeing Mexico growing as well. And demand has such great value. So those trips are still heavy. People definitely looking for that. They're looking for unique experiences, and they're willing to spend on those if they know that, you know, their coin is going somewhere that's going to offer them a great, memorable experience. They want to get their family out. Mexico is a good, you know, good go-to place. But again, other hotspots in the world, still very much in demand. France, Spain, Italy, all those go-to spots. Japan, that's where we're going to be next month. That is one that's continually to grow. Very hot country right now. So, but to answer your question, yeah, everyone really is making it a point to at least have one good trip a year if possible.
I have talked to a number of people recently, and of course, with the Winter Olympics kicking off, within the last couple of days, and America has already won a couple of golds, if not more. Figure skating team, we won the gold. And then, of course, our wonderful downhill ladies, alpine skiing, a gold, even though we were so sorry and sad for Lindsey Vonn and her accident. But America is doing great. Winter Olympics, Italy, up in the mountains, the snow, the wonderful, beautiful Italy, the food, the culture, the history. So I think Italy, and of course, I was there a couple of years ago with my wife covering the Ryder Cup. We fell in love with Italy, the people, the food, the history, everything. And we were in and around the Rome area, so we can't wait to go back and go to some different places around Italy. And it's great to see this Cortina region of Italy where they're having the Olympics. I saw the other day where airplane travel to Europe is dirt cheap right now. Are you finding that out? It's very affordable.
I think it depends on the destination that you're getting to, and if you're flexible on the times that you are flying. If you have if you're doing a red eye or have a little bit lengthy of a layover, then you, if you have some flexibility, then yeah, the price is good. But you try to get there as soon as possible, it can run steep. Or if you wait, you know, within 60 days, prices are always going to be going up from there on in to your travels. So
I gave your name and website out. And I think your phone number too, the other day, to a lady that with her friends wants to go to Europe. And she'd been promising herself to go and go and go. And I said, listen, don't do anything until you contact Sarah and Alda, because here's their phone number. Here's the name of their company. Here's the website. Go look, go look, go look. And she was on her phone like this in the grocery store. So who knows? Okay. So with that one in mind, Sarah, what do you guys do for the folks that don't know that they're new to you and they maybe just be joining the show? What is it that Vacaymo Travels does?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a question we get asked a lot, because with, you know, technology constantly advancing and people always looking for to book their own trips, a lot of people ask, are travel agents still a thing? What do you guys do? We really specialize in getting to know the clients that we're working with and giving them personalized recommendations. You know, anybody can go out and Google and actually book a trip, but it's Are you having the experience you're looking for? Are you getting the environment you're looking for, the vibe you're looking for? That's really what we specialize in, is matching people to the experience that they're looking for by getting to know them. So we do comprehensive travel booking. We do airfare, hotels, transfers, the whole experience from start to finish. And we have an app that we put everything in for our clients where they can access everything easily on the go,
Oh,
have
wow.
access to all their tickets, get real demand, up-to-date flight updates, everything going right to their phone, making it very easy when they travel.
So you have an app that goes on my phone, and that way I can check in on everything going on. Is that an app that everybody needs to download, or only after you be they become they start working with you?
Yes, it is exclusive to our clients only.
Okay. All right. Well, now let's talk about becoming a client. So, if somebody wants to become your client and they have a trip in mind, or like this lady, they just want to go to Europe and they're not sure where to even begin, but they have some of their destinations and likes and dislikes and personal items. You really are a concierge travel company because you meet with them, you talk with them, you get to know them, you have phone or Zoom conversations with them to where you really understand where they're coming from and who they are and what they want. And then there's a minor fee. There is a small fee, everybody. But if I told you what the fee was, you'd say, no way, Ray. No way. It can't be that. Well, it is. It's very, very small fee. You'd be shocked. And you'll probably get that fee back because they're going to save you money in not just time, but other things because you two are insiders to the travel industry. You get all kinds of rates on cruises and whatever it is, all you get your rates on and where you go and what you do. One of the things you specialize in, of course, and if you are at the website, govacamotravels.com, is wedding destinations. Now, not everybody's getting married, so we're going to talk about the weddings, but we also know that there's a million other kinds of travel going on, and it doesn't matter where on the earth you want to go. But let's talk about your wedding destinations for a moment. Sarah, let me start with you, and then Alden, come on in there with your wonderful wife. If someone's getting married and it's for the first time, young people fall in love, they get married. My grandson is planning a wedding right now, with the bride and the family, and they're all together on all this. And I've mentioned you to them, and I've said, you may want, if you want to go out of the country for sure, you want Sarah and Alden to do this work for you. And they're just in the very beginning where she said yes, and they're just starting, they're trying to decide dates. But if you're a
Well, that's a
young
good
person,
start.
you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're just getting going in life with your other, the person you've fallen in love with, or maybe this is your second time around. Maybe it's the third, but whatever it is, and you want to have a wonderful wedding experience, whether it's maybe the two of you and a few friends, or maybe you want to put it on big, and get married on a yacht in the middle of Tahiti, you two can make it happen. Sarah?
Yes, absolutely. We work with couples and wedding groups of all sizes. You know, again, just like our travel services, our wedding services are also fully concierge. We work cu with couples on all the wedding planning elements, all the travel elements, taking care of all of their guests, and making sure that they have everything they need to really enjoy an amazing celebration that is designed to fit what they're looking for and the experience they're looking for their family. But we also take a lot of pride in the fact that we go above and beyond where most other travel agencies don't get involved in the wedding planning at all. They connect them to the resort and say best of luck to you. And we
Oh,
just
yeah.
don't, we do not like that. We feel like a wedding is way too important to roll the dice on waiting to get connected to a resort 30, 60, 90 days before to start planning. So we spend a year, 2 years with our couples doing all of the planning with them
Wow.
before they ever even get connected to the resort.
You two even go to the resort. You check the weather, you check the tides, you check the wind. It's unbelievable. You make sure that everything is perfection, and you handle everything. They don't really have to do anything other than tell you what they want, and you do it all. They could just relax, enjoy each other, enjoy their engagement time, and then with themselves and their friends, enjoy their travel time. And when they get to the resort, wherever that may be in the world, and I know you specialize in Mexican weddings, and I'm really talking from the heart here, folks, because my wonderful wife and I were married in Mexico. And I can tell you right now, it was a fabulous experience. I'm only sad about one thing. I
What's
did
that?
not know Alden and Sarah Holowinski at Vacaymo Travels. I did not know you when we got married 12 years ago. And if I would have known you, I can't tell you, folks, how much grief, planning, worry, wringing of the hands, to sweating, the constant conversations where I had to get up to speed in my Spanish. I had to go places down there. And we were down there 6 weeks ahead of time, thankfully, at a massive place there on the Sea of Cortez. And it was a beautiful, beautiful place to get married. But I got to tell you, it was unbelievable. And then on the day of our wedding in the beautiful gazebo, it started raining.
Oh no. Hopefully
It
you had a
did.
good plan B.
On the well, the plan B was we were near the ocean, so we got under the gazebo, and all of the stuff was brought over by down the street were the bomberos, the firefighters. The firehouse was right down the street, and the justice of the peace, the wonderful lawyer lady that conducted our wedding, and our friends were there as witnesses and everything. She got the firefighters to come and move everything for us. And they did it, and it was wonderful. I mean, I can't tell you what a great experience we had, but my goodness, from the clothes to the every, I mean, just everything we did down there. I wish you two could have done it for me, folks. You've got to hire Sarah and Alden. Go vacaymotravels.com. So Mexico is an unbelievable cool place to get married, and there's so many destinations. Alden, what's the number one or two destination for Mexican weddings?
Main city is going to be Riviera Maya, Cancun, international, that whole stretch, probably number one. Los Cabos, San Jose on the West Coast is going to be two. Then you start getting a lot of the same Vallarta, Tulum, something like that. But it is
Yes.
definitely something to keep an eye on because this is an industry that, is expected to double by the end of the decade. And well, why is that? I think it's in part because a lot of couples are seeing it's more cost effective. I mean, let's just face it, it can be more cost effective to get married in Mexico and it brings great value. But also, couples are looking to include, they're looking for not just a unique experience, but they want to share that with their family. So they really get the best of both worlds of having a special day, but also a great vacation, whether it's a 3-day weekend or a week or longer to share with their, share with their friends and family.
Yeah,
Instead of just one day.
when we were in Rome a couple years ago and we were touring the city after the Ryder Cup was over, we saw a wedding happening. I mean, we were like literally walking up the Spanish steps, and they were up there at that first big tier, and they were there, the videographers were there, all of the people were there. It was all a big wedding going on, I don't know. And then all of the tourists stopped to view and be a part of the wedding too. I mean, we were just there watching it for a few minutes because we were scared to walk on the other side around them, and they were getting married. If you want to get married on the Spanish steps in Rome, you can make it happen, right?
Yes, yeah. It's a different change of scenery, but the elements of required to get married are all very much the same. We know what to look for, what's required country by country. By the way, Spanish steps, that's a beautiful little stretch. I would have loved to seen that.
And we do actually have a couple getting married in July in Umbria, Italy.
Oh,
Umbria,
wow, in Umbria. Now, someone has just texted me here during the show, and they have a great question. And I remember what we had to go through as far as documents and paperwork for a Mexican wedding. And I'm sure every country is going to have about the same sort of thing. What about documents and paperwork? Alden first, and then Sarah.
Depending on the country, if you have been married previously, any documentation that has showed that you're divorced, there might be a minimum time requirement. Also, when you are on site, you need to be on site, dependent 2, 3 days. You can't fly in the day before the wedding. There might be a minimum stay on
Residency.
country. Residency. If you're looking to get married in destination, make sure you have your passports and
Witnesses.
witnesses all
Every
prepared.
country will have additional paperwork that is required. There can be specific forms that are required. Mexico is actually one of the harder ones in the fact that if you have been married before, you're going to have to, and you want to do a legal in-destination wedding, there's blood tests involved. There are, and if those come back in a way that you're not expecting, say somebody comes back pregnant, then you can't even proceed with the wedding. So there are a lot of things that you want to be aware of when looking to plan a destination wedding.
I
There's
know we
paperwork
went through a lot of
regardless.
paper.
Oh, I was going to say there's paperwork regardless, but one way to bypass that is to opt for a symbolic wedding where you get married in your hometown at the courthouse and then have a symbolic ceremony in destination.
Okay, because we had the legal wedding in Mexico. Unbelievable. And
Yeah.
I remember all the documents that I was told that I had to come up with. And I mean, it was a bunch. And I'm not detouring any of you to do this. What I am saying is if you want to get married in Mexico and it is your second marriage, you must get with Sarah and Alden Holowinski here at VK Mode Travels because they're going to step you through every single thing you have to do. All the papers, documents, the rules, regulations. Hey, you don't need to know about it. They do. Let them do it. Right, Sarah?
Yes, absolutely. That's the biggest compliment we get from our couples when they come back and they tell us they've had the most amazing week ever. We hear it all the time, and there's something so special about being part of that celebration with a couple. You know, we still talk to all of our previously married couples. We're always checking in with them. Again, we really do like to build a relationship there.
We only work with a handful of couples each year, so we do get to know them throughout the process. We get to know their family a lot of times. We get to know their family and try to help them with their travels moving forward, work on second and third anniversary trips down the line. So it is very rewarding. Like Sarah said, you only get one crack at it. We try to make it right.
I have 6 to 8 men in Texas that want to come to Scottsdale and the Phoenix area for a golf destination fun time. They're golf junkies and they want to bring their wives and they need everything. Now they have their clubs and they know how to play the game. They don't need that. But they do need about everything else. What can you do for a group like this? Four, six, eight people. They want to go off somewhere and play golf, or they want to go on a pickleball vacation and play in a pickleball tournament. On and on it goes. Maybe they're watching the Winter Olympics and say, "Oh my goodness, I've got the downhill ski bug. I want to go alpine skiing or cross-country skiing." What can you do to help the folks that want to have a sports holiday?
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing. We can arrange all of their transfer accommodations, have it so they go to the airport. Once they get to the airport, they don't have to worry about anything else. We'll have a car waiting for them when they arrive. It'll take them to their hotel. We'll have the hotel arranged. Any special accommodations that need to be, any room categories, or maybe they're celebrating something special, you know, we'll want to incorporate all that in there. Any activities, excursions that they're looking to do, we'll have that set up along with transportation, the flights,
It
everything.
starts with the logistics. What airline are they flying out of?
Yes.
Like I said, during that initial consult call, we get to know them, where they're coming from, where they're looking to go, how long they're looking to stay, what they're looking to do. Obviously, they want to shoot a few rounds. We'll try to prepare that for them and just get an idea of how else they're looking to spend their time. Get excursions set up. Are they looking to rent a car? If they aren't, how are they going to be getting from point A to point B? Local food recommendations. That's when you start digging into the fun stuff. Obviously, we spent some time in Arizona. Love the space. Could recommend a lot of good food spots, nightly activities, things to do. Try to make it as seamless for them so when they're, you know, have their time together, things are already in place.
All right, tell me something new for 2026, Sarah. What's up?
New for 2026. Let's see. Oh my gosh.
GoVacayModeTravels.com. That's the website you want to be at, folks. GoVacayModeTravels.com. We're in the vacay mode with Sarah and Alden Holowinski from GoVacayModeTravels.com. And new for 2026, well, it's your destination. It's where you want to go. It's what you want to do. And then Alden and Sarah are going to take you through every single step. Alden.
Yes, absolutely. If you're considering a destination, if there's a bucket list that is, you know, you're looking at for or have been for a long time, really consider it. The number one regret we get from all our travelers is they wish they would have traveled earlier while they had their mobility, or why did they wait so long? Make that happen. Even if it's not with us, make that happen. I think there's travel is very rewarding. And there's a lot to be said about that. And people just have new experiences, that they can take home and think about in the future. As far as the question before is what's new, one thing we are seeing is gifting travel. A lot of people like to,
Oh.
instead of gifting an item, they like gifting travel to whether it's their kids or grandkids, whatever it might be. They like gifting and making it a surprise for them rather than getting them things, they're giving them memories.
Wow,
And we do have
that
a
is
program
beautiful.
where we can help you make that happen.
Isn't that wonderful? Give them memories, not things, because we all have everything. You know, when we were with our kids in Central Texas for the Christmas holidays several weeks ago, we talked about it on the phone before we flew out, and their gift to us for Christmas, our Christmas gift, was the round trip airfare to fly to them. They use their points, and they have zillions of points because they run a big business off of their American Airlines credit cards and whatever they do. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I do know that they said, "We want to give you a travel gift." And
Love it.
Alan, I'm so glad that you said that. And that is something new, Sarah and Alan, because they gave us this travel gift, and we were able to go home and see our kids and grandkids, and we didn't worry so much about gifts and things. Yes, we gave everybody gifts, but it was this year was a smaller gifting season, and it was a bigger memory season. And boy, the memories we made this time, it was fabulous. I'm so glad you brought that up. All right, I'm going to give you the final word, both of you. First, Sarah, final word for govacaymotravels.com. What do the folks need to do, and what advice or what do you want to encourage them for?
Yeah, I would love to see people in 2026 prioritize themselves, their happiness, and making new memories with their loved ones, whatever that means for you, whether it's a staycation in Arizona, whether it's a short weekend in Mexico, or you want to go big on a bucket list in an overwater bungalow in Bora Bora, whatever it is, make those memories because you don't get that time back.
You don't, and I'm going to interject, Alden, before your turn, in that my little mom, and we all come from Northern Ireland, and the other side is from Scotland, but we're very Irish family. And my little mom, 5 feet tall, Irish, always dreamed of going to Ireland. And the thing is, they had more than enough money. I mean, they were well off. And I kept saying, "Mom, when are you going to go? When are you going to go?" And I started 30 years ago begging her to go to Ireland. Well, we have the art gallery, and it's tough to leave it in the summer when things are slow, and it's tough to leave it in the winter when all the winter visitors are here. So we'll go, we'll go, we'll go. You know what? My mother died at 86 and a half years old. She never got to Ireland. You got to go now, people. Go now. Contact Sarah and Alden. Let them do this for you. Alden, keep going.
I feel with you a little bit on that because both my parents retired or never saw a day of retirement and never fulfilled their travel de dreams. So again, I'll just tack on what Sarah said. Go big. If there's something you're really looking to do, and I can appreciate the domestic travel and even Mexico. There's a lot of great value there. But you want to go big and you want to see the Eiffel Tower. You want to get to Australia, New Zealand, take a Mediterranean cruise.
Yes.
River cruising is really big. There's a lot of great experiences all in one trip that you can do, multi countries. Go for it. Again, even if it's not with us, do it. You'll be so glad you did. We've had a lot of our clients come back and say that was the best week of my life. It was just a great memory. So that's what I would say. Hope everyone has safe travels in 26.
Well, and Mexico is safe. We've been there so many different times in so many different places around the country. We've had nothing but great experiences. We've had safe experiences. And if you're concerned about safety anywhere you're going in any country, I don't care if you're going in downtown Chicago or Phoenix or you're going to Mexico or wherever you're going in the world, there's always travel issues for safety. And Sarah and Alden, I know you're going to help everybody go through those safety issues and those safety things that people should be thinking about and doing, and you're going to help guide them through all of that as well. All right, govacaymodetravels.com. That's the website. I'm in the vacay mode. Folks, if you could see my unbelievable polo shirt, it's fabulous. I love it. It's all flowered and ready to go anywhere and everywhere. All right, we'll be back in touch with Sarah and Alan Holowinski from Go Vacay Mode Travels very soon. Thanks for joining us today, and more to come, folks, right here on the show.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.